The He Gets Us ad during the Super Bowl a couple of months ago was probably worse than the He Gets Us ad from last Super Bowl. They completely twist who Jesus is and was during that time and what the purpose was of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. If feet washing was a practice that Jesus practiced, he would have washed everybody's feet. The only time that Christ washed feet is when he washed the feet of his disciples. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do to you, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is the one who was sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I do not speak of all of you. I know the ones I have chosen, but it is that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it comes to pass, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." The point of John chapter 13, verses 1 through 20 is simple. Jesus, unless he washes your sins away by his atoning death, there is no zero zilch relationship that you will have with him. Jesus made that very clear, that even though he washed the feet of Judas, the very one who would betray him, he knew that not every one of you is clean. A big suggestion that Judas was certainly not converted. Judas had rejected the cleansing words of Jesus Christ. And at that time of foot washing, even with Peter, wash everything, my hands, my head, my feet, he still didn't understand what Jesus was saying. But he knew the moment Jesus rose from the grave, hallelujah, what the foot washing really meant. The He Gets Us ad is complete blasphemy. It's disgusting. And it is not the Jesus of the Bible. That is not the point of Jesus washing the feet. Nowhere in scripture do we read that Jesus washed the feet of the religious people. He didn't wash the feet of even those that he healed. Nor did the ones that he healed do we read say, "Let me wash your feet, Jesus." Jesus came as a suffering servant. Jesus didn't even turn around to wash the feet of his parents. Whose feet did Jesus wash? He washed the feet of his disciples and his disciples only.